Your name matters more than you think it does. That's the premise of a new book called The Power of Names, Uncovering the Mystery of What We Are Called. As a psychoanalyst, Mavis Hymes was trying to understand the emotional impact that our names have and how they shape our lives. She joins me today for Here and Now's Tuesday book column. Hello.
Hello.
So where did it start for you, wanting to understand the psychological impact of our names?
I think it started in from two different places. One was my own personal name,
and Mavis Hymes.
Yes, the surname Hymes had originally been Heimovich, and was shortened by my father and his brothers, who decided to abbreviate the name in order to take away the ethnic-sounding part of it. And this was in the 40s in Montreal, where there were traces of anti-Semitism and trying to fit in for business purposes. So there was that piece. And the other is my work, in which I saw how the name could often be a burden or a curse, or lead into some psychological issues that were represented by the name.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you had clients who actually came with these...
So I'm going to give you an example changing. I'm going to – this is not the person's mm-hmm. name, but let's talk about the Orlando killing. And the person's surname, as we know, was Mateem. Mm-hmm. And I had a patient who's pronounced – he would have pronounced that name Madam. My name is Bill Mateem, he would say. Mm-hmm. But only in our work did I discover that his name was actually Bill Mateem. Mm. He had changed the pronunciation because he had great difficulties with his Iraqi father and had a lot of shame around his heritage, and anglicized the name. It was only through work with him that that came out.
Well, so he changed his name, the pronunciation of his name. But what is – you're a psychoanalyst. What's still – left mm-hmm. of that original name?
So I think sometimes with names there's an abbreviation or a changing of letters. In this case, there was a change in his pronunciation, which is a little bit different. But we can say whenever there's a truncation or any kind of change, that there's always a trace left of the original. And the example being what gets registered in the psyche is always somewhere inscribed. And Freud used the example of the unconscious to say that he used the mystic writing pad, in which you write on a cellophane cover. And when you lift that cover, that game that children's play, you're left with a template underneath that still shows the traces of what was originally written.
And even though you change the pronunciation, you can change the spelling, you can truncate the name, somehow the original, almost like what's been left out, is still there psychologically.
Exactly. It's concealed and it resonates within our psyche. Well, can't get away from it.
And I think the way a lot of people feel that their family histories, when the secrets are sometimes buried, are still live and almost more risky because they're not known, right?
That notion of the truth outs, and how some people, and I think I give some examples in the book, discover their heritage that they didn't know as they do some digging about their surname or their family name.
And, you know, people have different relationships to their names. You write in the book about there being a kind of ambivalence about it, right? And I was just talking to a colleague here at CBC who was telling me, I said, how did you get your name? Because I knew we were talking. And he said his name, he's from Jamaica, comes probably from the slave owner that his family, the owner of the plantation that his family would have once been connected to. And he said he knows people who change their or who go back and try to find their African name. For him, it didn't make much of a difference. You know, it was as though it wasn't his issue.
Right.
What do you make of that kind of relationship that some people have to a problematic name? Other people
try to change it. I think it's in my work, I mean, we can talk in generalities and sociological terms, but my field is psychoanalysis, and there's a particularity and a singularity about each case. And for me, it's always person by person. So one has a particular relationship with one's name as an individual, and one can't say, and that could be great for some person and different issues for someone else. So it's really only looking at the individual.
Yeah, almost as though some people have integrated whatever the backstory
exactly,
is in a different way.
Exactly, yes.
Now, in your book, you talk about a name being like a house. Tell me about that metaphor.
Yes, I think that one of the themes in the book that really comes out in the last chapter is that I think the name is something that you're given. You're given by your parents or parent surrogates over which you have no choice. The first name is the dreams and expectations of your parents. The surname is your family history, your lineage. So it's something over which we have no choice. So we're given this house. And throughout our life, I believe that we have to make it our home. It has to be something we inhabit. And Goethe's quote, which is, what thou hast inherited from thy fathers, make it thine own. Mm-hmm. And for me, there's the same notion that the name has to become one's own.
Completely about the name. And so it may be a name where you find the front door a bit plain, but maybe there's a great richness to the rooms behind.
Or. Exactly. Yes. I think we move around these rooms, these different aspects of our history and of our own memories and our own lives, trying to own those pieces, reject those pieces we don't want, shift around in those rooms, go into the cellar, our unconscious cellar, and sift out what's going on there. And then
the dark corners of a name.
Exactly, exactly. And so that works for me.
Thank you so much. You've given our audience a lot to think about over dinner tonight and to talk about.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Mavis Himes is a psychoanalyst based in Toronto. Her book is called The Power of Names, Uncovering the Mystery of What We Are Called.